Ladies, what are you all doing away from your desks? Why is everyone congregated in the break room? Oh, it's you. Why is it that whenever there's a lack of productivity, you are at the centre of it all? Back to work, everyone. There is so much to do. Immediately, I didn't spend a small fortune to build this stupid new open floor plan office just for you to hide in the kitchen listening to this idiot crack his stupid jokes. Go on, go, now. You stay. I need to speak with you. Follow me. Yes, to my office. Inside, sit down. Denise, hold my calls. I'm not to be disturbed. What are we going to do with you, When I hired you, I thought you had a lot of promise. What was it you said in your interview? You were going to bring a fresh new perspective to the firm. Well, where is it, Since you were brought on, you've contributed nothing, actively slowed progress on multiple projects, and worst of all, my entire female workforce has filed many complaints about you to HR. You are a black hole of productivity. Competent employees seem to wither into worthless drones in your very presence. I'm at a loss. I truly do not know what to do. Well, of course I want to fire you. But in this day and age, do you know how hard it is to fire someone with cause? To avoid paying severance benefits out the arse? I bet you'd just love for me to lay you off and send you packing with a cushy unemployment package. But no, I refuse to let that happen. So I thought, I'll lay the groundwork. I'll have HR watch him like a hawk, and soon we'll have a paper trail of enough formal complaints that firing his arse will be easy fucking peasy. That's right, smart ass. I have, here in my hand, a stack of reports from our lovely HR lady. We're going to read through them together, and we'll just see if you think you deserve to stay on here a second longer. Yes. Here we go. This one comes from Elaine in marketing. Elaine reports to HR that you, quote, constantly stopped by her desk to flirt and make stupid jokes. So far, so predictable. To the point where you became a constant distraction. Then when Elaine complained to you, you... Wait. What? This can't be right. What the fuck is this? You managed to seduce her, convinced her to take off all her clothes in the stairwell, and she got her pussy stuffed over and over until she was a giggling little fuck doll. Why would HR write that in the report? This is an official document, for Christ's sake. Well... Great. This proves that you're having inappropriate relations with co-workers on premises. That's something, I suppose. The next one comes from Krista in sales. Perfect. She's a department head. Her word means a lot around here. I'd start thinking about packing my bags if I were you. It says... It says that you were frequently causing a ruckus in their department. Yes, here we go. That sounds good. Strolling by and flirting with all the women. Typical. And then, when Krista made an attempt to officially reprimand you, she... Oh, good God, you've got to be shitting me. Dropped to her knees and bobbed on your cock over and over, gagging and smiling like a stupid bitch who loves to choke on fat dick. Okay. Okay, what the fuck is going on here? Oh my goodness. There must be at least one normal complaint in here. Slave bitch. Cum whore. Worthless little brain-dead anal cunt. How the fuck did you manage to dominate all of these hard-working, upstanding young women? I mean, quite frankly, I'm appalled. All of the women in my firm were hand-selected by me to be future leaders in the field. They are absurdly qualified, possess multiple degrees, and yet you seem to have turned them all into your harem. There's only one report left. It's from Erica, the head of HR. When I brought him to my office, it was with the sole purpose of getting to the bottom of his little game. He was carving his way through our female workforce and leaving nothing but empty-headed bimbos in his wake. I wanted very much to nail him for the sake of Miss Dip, but he ended up nailing me. What? I'm not entirely sure how it happened, but by the end of the meeting, he'd convinced me to cut my clothes off with scissors, say incredibly degrading words about myself. See Article C for a full list of the awful things I happily said, and spread my arsehole for him to fuck. I'd never had anything in my arsehole before, but after he made me come and scream like a stupid whore for him, what? I will gladly give Daddy any hole he likes from now on. I do not recommend he be terminated from the company, and in fact I'm recommending him for a salary raise. How is this possible? I don't understand how one man could achieve all this. Erica is one of the most uptight, sexless people I know. And now she's yours? This is impossible. Tell me how you did it. Tell me right now or I'm calling the police. Did you drug them? Did you hypnotise them? Did you blackmail them? What is it? Oh, give me a fucking break. All you did was fuck them. You're telling me you convinced each and every one of them to take a chance on your dick, and the second they did, they started worshipping you on their knees. Yeah, right. I don't believe you. Sure, absolutely. Okay, then, fine. You think I'll fall for it too? Bullshit. Take it out, then. Yes, I'm serious. Come on, go on, whip it out. I'm not worried. You're just a man. And besides, I can't stand you. I know myself, and I will have absolutely zero problem resisting your stupid fucking cog. I am a strong, intelligent woman with morals, self-respect, and standards. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I don't know what. I just need to. Let me. I don't know exactly what's come over me. Oh, this is so humiliating. Oh, I'm still completely furious at you, you know. Oh, what? Oh, yes. Yes, please. Please throat fuck me, Daddy. That was so fucking rough. Oh, my throat. I've literally never let anyone do anything like that to me before. Okay. Yeah. Yes, please do it again. Thank you. Yes, okay, I understand you. I get it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this whole procedure. You're not fired. You're not going anywhere. Please. Please spit on me now. Oh, God. Getting spit on by my daddy makes my pretty pussy drool. Do you want me to put some of my own spit on my face as well? Yes. Okay, here. Let me choke on your dick again. There's all my drill in my hand, and oh god, I'm rubbing it all over. All over my fucking slut face. I'm all messy. You want me to strip down to my underwear, sir? Yes, that's a good idea. I don't want to be wearing clothes for you anymore. Oops. Yes. I'll leave my heels and jewellery on, though, yes? Yeah, I think that would look very pretty. I want to look pretty for you. I want to look pretty for men. Oh, my underwear isn't all that pretty, I'm afraid. I didn't begin the day thinking I was going to get brutally throat-fucked by my new daddy and love it so fucking much that I had to strip off my clothes for him. So, yes, I'm sorry about that. Yes, they're just plain blue. The panties aren't even a thong. They cover my whole ass. Oh, please don't punish me for not having slutty enough underwear, Daddy. Oh, sir, that's such a good idea. Yes, I'll hike my panties up over my ass cheeks so my fat ass sticks out the sides. Yeah, you're so fucking smart, Daddy. Yeah. Hey, there. Now my fat, slutty ass is on display for you, sir. Do you like it when I call you sir? Do you like daddy? Or maybe I should call you boss. How do you like that? The boss's boss. Yeah. Please boss me around. Boss. Boss me. Bully me. Fuck me up and treat me like a stupid fucking cunt. I am a stupid fucking cunt. I'm obedient. I will obey anything you tell me to do. Oh, yes. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's go and tell the whole office the good news. Attention, everyone. Eyes on me, please. From now on, this gentleman here is in charge of the whole office. He is my master and I am his slave. I don't think any of the women here will mind, but he is now allowed to fucking rape us whenever he likes. A day when his balls go undrained is an absolute failure on the part of each and every slut that works here. As you can see, he's completely dominated me in just a short span of time and gotten me practically naked. I will do anything he says. Boss? Will you tell me what to fucking do so I can prove to the whole office that I'm not in charge anymore? Help me. Help me prove what a stupid, pliable, fucking nothing of a human I am now. Let me show them that you have full control. Please? Please? I'll be the sluttiest free-use bimbo whore slave cunt for you. I don't care what people think of me anymore. Tell me. Tell me what to do. Oh. Stick my tongue out and cross my eyes and say, ah, like a dumb bitch. Yes, boss. What else, boss? Oh, you want me to crawl around on my hands and knees? Oh, that's so degrading and foul. Of course, boss. Oh. Yes. Yes, now I'm on the ground, crawling like an animal. I'm not a fucking person anymore. I'm a crawling, begging, needy, drooling cum cunt that has given up complete control to her daddy boss. Should I let someone slap my ass? Okay. Hello? Hello. My daddy boss told me I need to get hit and groped. Will you do that for me? Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you can hit me harder, though. I need to get hit. Ah, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. Oh, I need to. Sorry, I need to crawl back to my daddy boss now. Daddy boss? Yeah, I'm gonna crawl to you with my tongue out, moaning and eyeing until I've crawled right into your cock and it goes straight down my throat. I won't stop until I've buried my fucking face in your pew. Grab my hand and hold me there, okay? Don't even stop if I start to choke. I want to see how long I can deep throat you and hold it there. Yeah. Okay. Here I come, Daddy Buzz. That was fucking brutal, sir. I held it for a minute. Are you proud of me? Yeah, please. Please tell me you're proud of me. Nothing else matters to me than what you think of me. Yeah, goody. Goody, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh my god. Fuck yes. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yes, 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 that was so fucking good. I love it. I love it when you fucking take what you want, Daddy. I love it. I love it when you write for your boss in a pretty fucking mouth like that, asking. I'm so messy, Daddy. Your boss is a messy, messy bitch. I'm not so dumb doll for you, boss. Yeah. Slap that fucking fat meat on my face. Oh, fuck. Yeah. God, I'm such a whore. I used to be good. And now I'm a whore. Louder. I used to be good, and now I'm a whore. I used to be good, and now I'm a whore. Was that good, boss? Do I say lots of good things for you? Yeah. What's next? I mean, you can't just use my mouth all day. I mean, you can, but... I really want to get fucked stupid in the pussy, sir. Will you fuck me stupid in the pussy? Yeah, and my dumb little boss pussy needs to get raped. Needs to get raped by your fat fucking cock so you can completely own me, okay? I don't want to be a normal girl anymore. No, I want to be a dumb little 3-hole slave. Okay. Please. Let me give you my cunt. Let me give you my cunt so it can stretch and come on your fat fucking bitch breaker of a cock. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Daddy Buzz. Yeah. 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 I'll lay my fucked up, drool-covered little face on the ground and I'll stick my fat ass in the air. Yes, please. Yes, please pull aside my soaking prude little panties and make a slut out of me. Yeah. Make that good girl pussy a stretched out worthless whore pussy. Please.
Fuck, is that all of it? Oh, fuck! Oh, my fucking God! Oh, Daddy, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was such a bitch to you. Please forgive me, okay? Please forgive me by tearing my bitch pussy up and leaving me a mess on the floor. I break my fucking cunt and own my body, Daddy. Yeah, own my fucking body in front of my entire company. Let them know that I'm not in charge anymore. Do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ, oh my fucking God, sir. You're the fucking boss. Yes. Yeah, you're the fucking boss. It's so good. Oh, it's so good. It's breaking my fucking brain. Oh, God. God, you're the fucking boss. Oh, my shit. You're the fucking boss.
For turning me from a mean, prude bitch into your personal rape whore, boss. Excuse me, girls. What are you waiting for, ladies? I can't satisfy our boss on my own. Look at him, we have to get him hard again. Back to work, everyone. There's so much to do.